Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, August the 26th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very, very powerful show scheduled for you today, especially coming off the heels of the last 3 days where we've been really, really breaking down again on how to optimize your life from a position of understanding that it requires you to have a particular tone, frequency, wave of vibration in your voice that is expressed from your heart. That gives you, number one, the ability to be or to make a diligent or a concrete decision, which is allows you to put your order into a chronological state, which again helps you to express your individuality. So since we've broke that down, now we must address or look at one of the most important things that's dear and near to my heart, that is your mental health. When we talk about mental health, today we want to talk about building a solid mental foundation. We want to talk about being able to oscillate or vibrate from a good mental position so that way you are fortified. We are really looking at building mental architecture or a spiritual architect. Today we want to break down how to become a mental architect or how to build or establish the mental disposition or what some people call the mind of Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, mental health is very near and very important to me because mental health is one of the issues, again, that I've struggled with. And when I say mental health, I'm talking about everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people, you know, have different types, for lack of a better term, of mental health. There are 16 primary mental dispositions that are considered a negative, for lack of a better term, mental disposition. And so it's very important, my brothers and sisters, to understand that when we talk about mental health, we're talking about establishing a ruling disposition. Now, mental health is simply a ruling disposition. So if you have a ruling, emphasis on the word ruling, disposition, there are many different types of ruling dispositions where there are 16 ruling dispositions that are considered negative or that are considered mental health issues. Now, one of those is bipolar. Another one is anxiety. Another one is depression. Another one is paranoia. Another one is dementia. Another one is schizophrenia. There's a plethora of mental dispositions. Now, of these mental dispositions, there are, for example, let's say OCD or paranoia or having some type of a phobia. What about gender displacement? That is considered a gender disorder. These are all mental dispositions or mental constructs. So when you establish a mental construct in your brain, you are replacing the Christ construct that should be in your brain. So we need to talk about how to repair, rebuild, or put on the mind the mental disposition of Christ. So let's go over to Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13. Isaiah 52, verse 13 says, Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Isaiah 52, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 14 says, as many were astonished at thee, his vestige was so married more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Emphasis on the word, his form was more than the sons of men. Let me say that again. His form, his metamorpho, his in form, his transform, his form was more than that of the sons of men. Verse 15, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 15. Isaiah 52, 15, we're talking about the Christ. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told, them shall they see. And that which they had not heard, shall they consider. Now, I read Isaiah 52, verse 13, primarily because I want to get to the primary text for today's study, which is found over in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. We want to talk about this form that is greater than the form of the sons of men. This is the form that I recommend. This is the only form by which you are able to override the 16 mental dispositions. Now, again, this is what has worked for me. And whenever I get outside of this form, I find myself resorting back to one of the 16 mental dispositions that is considered a mental disorder. So in order to rise above the mental disposition, that allows you to operate in the flesh. We're talking about operating in the spirit. So we have to go over to Philippians chapter 2, and we want to start with verse 1. This is the formula. This is the foundation that allows you, again, to override any mental displacement or disposition. This means you've been dissed. It means removed. It means bad. It means you've been conned. Position. Disposition means you just got removed out of your position. So a mental disposition means you, someone used their mentality to remove you from your reality. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, the hearts, the wills, the emotions, and imaginations of your people. So I can use my mentality to remove you out of your God-given reality. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. I can use my mentality by using language, and I can get you to move out of your position. It's called disposition. So a mental disposition. I'm going to use my mentality to control your disposition. I'm going to diss you so that way you get up and you move out of your position. Now, that's what the powers that be are doing to you right now. Now, I need you to understand how this is done and then how you can rebuild or repair or put on so that way nobody can move you out of your disposition. Now, this is, man, I don't even know how to break this down. Well, let me rephrase that. I know how to break this down, but I want to break this down so that way you can break it down. Now, this is very important. All of these messages tie in together. They're all designed for you to optimize your life so that way you can be a better version of you, meaning that you just be a lesser fake version and more original version. Let me say that again. Everything that I talk about on every show is designed, and my intention is, how can I help them optimize my life? I sit here and I think, how can I help my fellow man? How can I uplift the spirits of humanity? Why? That's my life path. That's my goal. That's my mission. That's my diaconia. That's my lot, my share. That's my cross. What I'm about to share with you today, brothers and sisters, is the only way that I know, other than medication, which they say works, which I can't speak on that. I can only speak on what has worked for me with the 16 major mental dispositions. So if you have one of the 16 major mental dispositions and you got one of them, even whether you've been officially diagnosed or not, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that you are oscillating or vibrating in one of the 16 major mental dispositions. And so now we must use, again, spiritual. You must become a spiritual architect and use your spiritual architectural skills to design a blueprint to replace the current mental print that is controlling your current displacement. So it is these 16 conditions that work to make sure that you are maintained in a state of disarray or a state of mental agony or a state of spiritual inaccuracy. That's the goal of Lucifer. He wants to intensify your current geometrical shape. That's why they use sacred geometry in the form of hieroglyphics that you call letters, because letters are fetters, and fetters are chains that binds your spirit to your flesh. That way you always act in the flesh, because the Bible says, if you walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's impossible. So that means if you're doing what I've been doing, that means you're not walking in the spirit. So your job, my job, is to wake the beep up. Because depression is not cute. Anxiety is not fun. Self-harm, cutting yourself, yeah. Thoughts of suicide, that dog don't hunt. Eating disorders, schizophrenia, paranoia, psychosis, bipolar. Mental illness is not a romantic thing. It's not cool. It's not chic. It's not in. However, some people, even gender displacement disorder, What about OCDC? We could go on. What about phobias? There's a plethora of phobias. Eating disorders, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia. Which one are there? Anxiety, insomnia. I'm just going off the dome off of some of them, but again, there's a total of 16 of them. I think I said anxiety. What's another one? Schizophrenia, I mentioned that one. Bipolar, we said that already. We mentioned dyslexia. That's one. I'm going to forget about that one. Dyslexia. That's one of the 16 major mental disorders. So you fall into one of those. Something as simple as insomnia. Somebody say, well, that's not. Yes, it is. It has to do with your mind. Your mind does something that it's not supposed to do. Eating. Gluttony. Remember the seven major sins? All of those are mental dispositions. What? Yes. The seven deadly sins are mental dis. I'm going to dis you, homie. Position. So that way you get up out of your position. So we're going to get you back in position. Because you're out of position. And your anointing, your power, comes from your position. So if you got a mental disposition, that means you ain't got no power. So that explains why you are responding. You are reacting, which allows you to enact. So instead of being proactive, you are reactive. You are reacting to, the word react means to enact. Whatever you react to, you enact to. Since you are reacting to me, if I go on your Facebook page and post some crazy stuff, you are going to react, guaranteed. And you're going to email me and text me and say, Brother Will, I think what you did was whack, man. I don't like that. Bam. You just joined in my play. Now I got your panties in the water. You all wrapped up. And you're thinking about how you're going to get back. Instead of thinking about how you're going to uplift the spirits of your fellow man. And so all day, every day, you are reacting. Right now, I'm in the middle of a hurricane. So we went to this, you know, people out down here in Texas are buying up. I mean, the shelves is empty. All the water's gone, we got a little rain. I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm not like in the eye. They say it's going to get worse later. But as of right now, I can look outside and, I mean, little wind, but other than that, it's a regular day. But everybody's running around in a state of paranoia. That's opposite of metanoia. That is a mental disposition. Because, see, you was in a position. What was your position? Before the weather came in here, everybody was at home chilling. And then the weatherman says, hey, Hurricane Harvey is coming. So everybody got up. They went to the store. They got out of their position. Now, maybe that's a good reason for it, but the key, the goal is for you to control it and not allow it to control you. So in other words, no one should be able to say or do anything to you that, again, gets you out of control, where when they interview you and they ask you, why did you hit him? Why did you stab him? Why did you spit on him? And you say, something came over me. Now, as a cop, that's what I heard that. I don't know. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, every major crime, I said, okay, why'd you do? Well, you know, something came over me, and I just lost my mind. Yes, that would be a correct statement. That's all part of the mental dispositions that different people go through. So now that we've laid the foundation of the mental disposition, whether we're talking about bipolar, whether we're talking about schizophrenia, whether we're talking about autism, whether we're talking about OCDC, OCD, whether we're talking about anxiety, depression, there's a plethora of different things that are, you know, diagnosed and not legally diagnosed as being a mental illness or a mental disposition. So the goal is, what is the state of your mental health? Number one, what is the state of your mental health? Well, let's go ahead and introduce you to the solution. So we've talked about the problem. we have a basic understanding that even if it's a small issue or a small concern, there is something that can come along and allow you or assist you with getting up and getting out of your position. So your power comes from your position. There's three P's, the person, place, and a position. So there was a person that gave you a place, and inside of this place, you have a position. So your power comes from the position. It doesn't come from the person. It doesn't come from the place. It comes from your position. So again, the president is the president. His power, his authority comes from the position. It comes from the office. The word Christ means the messianic position. So your position comes from you being in Christ. So there's 225 scriptures that says to be in Christ, because that's where your power comes from. So your mental health, your mental power comes from being in the position that Christ put you in. So what position did Christ put you in? Well, it's interesting because the symbol of Christ is what? The cross. So like we discussed the other day, and I gave you the three keys. Well, first of all, if we go back to the last, man, four or five shows, you know, we go all the way back to the life optimization blockers. I gave you three things that block your Christ, your position. Three things. Remember, Christ conflict. You don't even have a Christ or a cross. So there's no crossroads. You haven't come to the crossroads. The cross represents a place, the meeting place, where, as in B.B. King and all of the satanics, people talk about the interview that you, I don't know if you guys saw that interview with my boy, I know Sister Stacy would know. It's an interview, that old rapper, man, it's not, what's his name? Long hair, black hair. Anyway, he talks about the crossroads. He was talking about he met the devil at the crossroads and he had a choice to make, go left or go right. He chose, you know, rock and roll. Jimmy Lewis, Elvis Presley, Little Richard, they all say the same thing. They came to a crossroads, the cross, and they had a choice to make money and fame and rock and roll or continue to serve Christ. They chose money, fame, and rock and roll. Everybody comes to that place where you have a choice to make mammon and money or Jesus Christ or Yahushua. We all come to that crossroads. So the number one problem that people have is that you haven't got to the crossroad where you made that decision. So there's a Christ conflict. Then there's the repressed memories. I watched a movie last night called Re-Memory. Instead of the word remember, it's the word memory and the word re. And in this movie, it talks about there's this guy that built this machine that could call up people's memories that were blocked. But the gist of the movie was the brain blocks certain memories that keeps you mentally sound. And so this guy was in this movie, unlocking your ability to go back and get those memories from, hang on a second. Get those memories. So in this movie, people could unlock their memories and they could go back. But what they found out was when they did that, the brain blocks memories that are harmful to you. So if you cannot process certain information, the brain will automatically block it out for you.
I'm going to go break the lady's daughter's hair. She just called. Yeah, I'm going to go to get his haircut.
Okay. And so sorry about that. So what the brain does is it automatically blocks out certain things that you can't process. And in this movie, they were unlocking those things, and so they was coming in. It was causing people to go mentally insane, kind of, sort of. In other words, people were committing suicide and doing certain things that they normally wouldn't do because the brain blocks certain things on purpose to prevent you or to help you. So anytime there's something that is so traumatic that happens to you, you can only remember certain things of it, but you can't remember all of the details of it. That is for your mental health. So if there are certain things that, again, like when my mother passed away when I was 8, so there were certain parts of that event that my brain has blocked out. Because especially when I was 8, I couldn't process those things. And so as I got older, my brain released certain things that allowed me to remember certain deeper things that I couldn't when I was 8. Because now that I'm older, I can process those things. So now there are certain things that you need to know because you are older in Christ. You're not a baby Cretan or Christian anymore. You are a Hebrews 6:1 person like myself. So if you are a Hebrews 6:1, you can go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And it says, let us go on to maturity. So what is this level of maturity? Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. This is the solution to, again, maintaining mental health. This is the solution. This isn't no scam or no gimmick or no scheme. This is based upon, again, universal spiritual law. This is how the universe works so that way you can establish good or God mentality. This is how you maintain your mental health. Number one, Philippians 2, 1 says, therefore, if you have any encouragement in Christ, if you have any encouragement in Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with His Spirit, with the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, then make my joy complete by being of one mind, having the same love, being united in spirit and in purpose. So Philippians 2 tells you exactly everything that you need to do. So Philippians 2 tells you step by step what to do. Number one, encouragement. Notice everything is in Christ. So if you're not in Christ, Christ is, the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So your power comes from your office. Your office is your purpose. Your purpose is your diakonia. Your diakonia is your destiny. Your destiny is the innate thing that's placed in your DNA before you was a hatchling, before you was born. So if you don't know that, then you have no power. Let me say that again. If you don't know your purpose, you have no power. So many people, number one, you don't know your purpose. So therefore, everything that I'm talking about today doesn't apply to you unless you know your purpose. So the number one thing, you got to find your purpose. Because why? That's where your encouragement comes from. Number one, if you have any encouragement. So if I'm feeling bad, if I got depression, I can go to my purpose and I will find encouragement. And then it says comfort from love. So if I want comfort, I feel uncomfortable. The comfort comes from love because love is Christ. Christ is God. God is purpose. God did not create love. God is love. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says God is love. So therefore, my comfort comes from being in love. So that you mean to tell me you're with somebody, but you're not in love, and that dog won't hunt. You got a problem. You got a job, but you're not in love, and that dog won't hunt. So you're reading books and you're researching knowledge, but you're not in love. See, passion and purpose overrides problems. Let me say it again. Passion and purpose override problems. Let me say it again. Passion plus purpose override problem. Let me say it again. Passion plus purpose overrides problem. You got problem. Find me some passion, brother. Find me some purpose, sister, and my problem, poof, gone. It disappears. So the only way for you to find comfort is for you to be in Christ or in love or in God. One, encouragement. Two, comfort. Three, fellowship. So you're feeling alone, you're feeling lost, you're feeling broke, you're feeling busted, you're feeling disgusted, and you need comfort. Now, let me make sure that you understand the power of what I'm getting ready to express, expose, and expand to you today. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. Right now, as I speak to you today, I'm sitting here, inside of my home that I should not be in because I've left this home 8 times already in a 8-year relationship. Now, that is a mental health problem. Now, I was married previously for 20 years in a 25-year relationship. In a 25-year relationship, I left 25 times in that relationship. So I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. But I would say if you add up the years, again, I'm giving away my age, 25 years, and now I'm into an 8-year marriage, and I've been doing the same shizness the whole time. So I would say, Brother Will, you have a problem, a mental health problem. So I went to a therapist, and they told me, what I already knew, of those 16 mental health issues or concerns, I told you I got about 8 of them. So out of those, okay, they said, here we go. We got 16 pills we want to give to you. Now, again, not being the sharpest tool in the shed, nor the brightest bulb in the pack, I looked up the definition of medication, and I saw the word pharmakeia. And the word pharmakeia comes from the word pharmacy. I'll give us the English word pharmacy, which traces back to the word sorcery. And then I read in the book of Revelation where it says that the men, the great men of renown, will use pharmacy or sorcery to take over the world. In other words, the way that the end is going to come is through medication. And if you notice, everybody on the globe is on either some over-the-counter or behind-the-counter medication. So me, again, not being so bright, decided I ain't taking pharmakeia. So therefore, I could not solve my problem. So as you can tell, 25 plus 8, whatever that is, problem still exists. So therefore, again, as I tell you guys, on August the 4th, I decided to do something that I'd never done before in my life. So I decided to remove the carrot out of my life. Now, I don't recommend you do this because most people that do this, they say, again, therapy from a therapeutic session. Like in The Matrix, you cannot unplug somebody that's not ready. That makes up that person suicidal. In other words, they can't handle it. They are overwhelmed with, you know, whatever issue that they're going through. That's why they got the mental disease. Now, I found out that a mental disorder is actually a spiritual order. Now, I know this is contrary to most people's theology, but I found out that my 8-plus mental disorders I got actually gives me 8 spiritual powers. So, again, I don't recommend you go out telling nobody this. I don't recommend you go out posting this on Facebook because you will get calls from mental health professionals, as they've called me, and say, because, again, if you give somebody some advice, especially me as a therapist, and they go out and they hurt somebody, you could be held legally responsible. So I don't recommend you doing this. I'm going to tell you what works for me. Now, again, this is really important because I need you to hear what I'm saying that I'm not saying. Mental health disorders are spiritual orders. What does that mean? Spiritual power. So like in the movie, again, Split, in all movies where they talk about mental health. Now, I worked in a psych ward. I've worked in mental health. I've taken the classes and did all the lectures. The only thing I didn't go into was the licensed chemical or dependency counselor. Or I didn't really go into chemical or the drug stuff because, again, I don't have no personal experience. But the mental health issues, oh, yeah, been there, done that. So what are you saying, Brother Will? Okay, number one, encouragement. Number two, comfort. Number three, fellowship. The fellowship is with the spirit. Oh, hold up. I thought the fellowship was with the drugs. No, Philippians 2:1 says the fellowship is with, no, hold up, time out. I thought the fellowship was with other people, with carbon and blood. No, let me read it again. It says, if any fellowship with the spirit, if any affection and compassion, then make your joy complete by being of one mind, having the same love, being united in spirit and in purpose. Booyah. Bam. Write that down, please. So if you want one mind, if you want love, if you want to be united in spirit, you need purpose. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. So now, again, you got 16 mental issues. You may have all 16. You may have one. You got a cocktail like me. So anybody want to be encouraged? Okay, I want to be encouraged. Anybody want to be comfortable? I want to be comfortable. Anybody want to have fellowship? I want to have fellowship. Anybody want to have affection and compassion and want to give it and receive it? Sure. Anybody want to have joy? Yes, I'll sign me up for that program, Doc. Anybody want to have one mind? See, I got bipolar. I got two minds. I'm extreme up or extreme down. I just want to be balanced. Okay, how do we get balanced? So that way I can have the same love and I can be united in the spirit and in purpose. So if I can be united in spirit with the spirit, not a spirit. Oh, that one word. Just like he says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. If you do not have the love of the truth. It did not say if you do not have a love of a truth. Now, everybody I know, they got a love and they got a truth. They got a love for Muslims and they got a truth called Islam. They only got one. They don't got the love for everybody of the truth of all religions. They don't got that. They got a instead of the. See, If you got a purpose instead of the purpose, you got mental problems. Because you're fragmented. You got one. You got a piece, homie, of the puzzle, homiette, and you ain't got the whole enchilada. So mental health, the ability to repair and rebuild, is to put on the mind of Christ. Brother Will, how do we put it on? Well, thankfully, Christ says something like this. Christ said to, number one, deny yourself. Notice everything that I'm doing is in threes. Remember we talked about the three blockers to life optimization? We talked about the three things that you disrespect. We talked about the three things that allows you to, the life optimization helpers. Remember, diligence, conviction, determination. Then we talked about the three things that allows you to enter a nation, intonation, intonation, in, put the tone in, homie. Put the tone in. How do we do that? Remember? Number one, you got to have a concrete. Number two, you got to be chronological. Number three, you got to be individual. But you also need to be the opposite of that. You need to, again, start off with this grandiose, abstract, but you got to narrow it down concretely. And then you got to go out and you got to think like block. You got to be able to see the entire play, act one, act two, act three. Then you got to get into character and you got to chronologically act that shizness out. Then you got to think holistically, but you got to express yourself individually. So it's both, not necessarily one. So you start abstract, but then you trickle down concrete. Remember we broke down those three? Well, guess what? We got three things for you today. These three things, in order for you to have the mind of Christ or sound mind. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Love, power, sound mind. Love, power, sound mind. Love, power, sound mind. Love plus power, sound mind. Love plus power equals 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 sound mind. No love, no power, no sound mind. Mental illness. So you got some shizness, but you don't love it. Or you got some power, but you ain't got the dunamis power. You ain't got no tone in your voice because you're not concrete. You're not chronological. You're not individual. Therefore, you don't have no power. Well, but Doc, how do we do that? Okay, number one, deny yourself. Number two, pick up your cross. Number three, follow him. That's what the Bible says. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow Christ. So that way you can do what? Let's go back to Philippians 2. Now, again, this is sound mind. This is mental health. This is how you sleep at night. This is how you don't have no depression. This is how you've been housed by yourself and you feel like you're in a crowd of people. This is how you're in a crowd of people and you feel like you're by yourself. This gives you exactly what you need to fulfill your destiny and your purpose, not somebody else's. If you can do these three things, brothers and sisters, you'll be a water walker. Let me say that again. If you can do these three things, what three things, Doc? Number one, deny your flesh. Number two, pick up your cross, that place where the good and the bad cross. You have to go from the cross to the cube, from the cube to the cross. What does that mean, Doc? Let's break it down for you. Then you got to be able to follow Christ. Well, Doc, we want to worship him. We want to sit Sunday morning and sing Kumbaya. That's great, man. That's off the chain. After you finish, however, when you sing that good hymnal, get up, follow. Whatever he did, do the same thing. Well, Brother Will, what does that mean? Philippians 2, verse 1, again says, therefore, if any have, number one, any encouragement in Christ. Number two, if you have any comfort from love. Number three, if you have any fellowship with the Spirit. Number four, if any affection. Number five, and compassion. Then make my joy complete by being of one mind. So those five things give you joy and one mind. Encouragement, comfort, fellowship, affection, compassion equals joy. Not the joy that the world gives or the peace that the world gives, but the peace and the joy that comes from the Father. Why? That makes me have a complete one mind. Having one mind means having the same love, being united in one spirit and one purpose. Hold up, time out. So I got love for black people. Bump white people. Yeah, that dog won't hunt, homie, because it's not the same love. Oh, so we got to have the same. So you mean to tell me Donald Trump, you know, Barack Obama, we all got to be on the same frequency. That's what love is, a frequency, by the way. Yes, that's the problem. Too many minds, too many frequencies. Nobody's on the same damn frequency. Everybody got their own. Well, I just love sharp people with blue eyes, Brother Will. I'm sorry. That's all I can do, homie. Okay, yeah, good luck with that. That dog won't hunt. You see, my brother, let me make sure you understand. If you don't have the same love, it says having the same love, being united in the same spirit, and having the same purpose. What's purpose? Uplift the spirit of humanity. At the end, that's everybody's purpose. Everybody's purpose. Well, how do you know that that's our purpose? Well, let's read. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. This is everybody. You don't know what your purpose is? Let me tell you what your purpose is. Please write this down. Philippians 2, 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride. One, that's your purpose in life. When you wake up this morning, you got selfish ambition. Brother Will, I want to make $1 million. Why? I want to buy me a convertible Lamborghini. Why? I want to ride around. Why? So I can get some digits. Why? So I can feed my flesh. Why? I'm a selfish dude. Do that. Yeah, that dog don't hunt. Do nothing out of selfish ambition, Brother Will. Oh, man. So you mean to tell me my dream of me, myself, and I? Yeah, that equals mental problems. Demons come in to people that are selfish. That's how you order mental problems. Now, am I saying that everybody, that's some people that are born with mental dispositions because they, you know, how can I put this delicately? Is it because they mama and they pappy? The Bible says when they ask him, hey, why was this woman born blind? Because of their mother, their father's sin? Nope. God said, so that the glory of God can be manifested. Oh, what's that mean? That means when you overcome your problem, God gets the glory. Now, see, I was born into something. I didn't order this. At least I don't remember saying, hey, I want to be born into a family, a bunch of cray-cray people who walk around and sprinkle chicken blood into fire and beat their children and starve them, have them memorize Shiznit, and so that they can grow up with a lot of hurt. Yeah, I don't remember ordering that. And if I did, I don't want to remember it because I would go back and slap myself for ordering that. So why did that happen to me? So when I transmute it, I'm going to stand on the stage and I'm going to tell everybody. As I told you guys, my life, if you want to see a miracle, go to my Facebook page and look at my picture. Anybody want to see a miracle? Anybody believe miracles don't happen? The voice that you're hearing right now is the voice of a man that should be in prison or dead. But I'm living a great life. Why? I serve a God of the impossible. Because the word impossible is the word I'm possible. See, the impossible means I'm possible. I'm possible because of the impossible. Hallelujah. Or Yah. Let me say that one more time. See, I'm possible because of the impossible. How does that work? Let me explain it to you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility consider others more important than yourselves. Oh, damn. I just effed up. Number 4. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Damn, I effed. Then it says in verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Number 6, who existing in the form of God, did not consider it equality with God, did not consider equality with God something to cling to. He said that, okay, I know I'm equal with God, but I'm not going to cling to that. I'm going to do something else. What did he do? Even though he was God equal in mentality, he said, I'm going to do something else. Verse 7, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Oh, hold up. So you mean to tell me if you're born into a family, you're a multi-billionaire. Let's say you are the offspring of Warren Buffett. And you decide to change your name from Buffett to Huffett. And you move from your upscale place and you go somewhere and you become a homeless dude or dudette, even though your name is Buffett. You change your name to Huffett. And you walk around the streets as a homeless man voluntarily. You know anybody who would sign up for that program? Let me think. Yeah, no. Nobody going to sign up for that program. But that's what Yahushua did. So Yahushua said, I'm going to take off my divinity and I'm going to put on humanity so that way I can show humanity how to put on their divinity. Come on, man. Are you serious? Where they do that at? Let me make sure you understand what's going on. God cloaked himself in a dirt suit so that way dirt suits can cloak themselves in God suits. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, the wills, the emotions, the imaginations, and the intellect of your people. Let me say the statement again so you can understand the true destiny of mankind is to be the God kind. We are of the God class. But you live like men, you will die like men. But that does not have to be your lot, your share, and your destiny, unless you choose to be. God took on humanity, so humanity can take on divinity. Heavenly Father, have mercy. Open up our minds that we may see. Oh, man. Let me make sure you understand. He emptied himself, taking, verse 7, Philippians 2, verse 7, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in human likeness, verse 8, and being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled himself and he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now, the cross is a symbol of what? Let me pause. A cross is the symbol that Constantine saw in the sky, and he combined it with paganism. So Constantine thought that he was doing something to destroy God, when actually Constantine was doing something to elevate God. God became a pagan to save pagans. I don't know, man. Y'all better stop playing. People ask me all the time, Doc, how the hell you know all of this shiznit and you ain't a pagan? And that you are not a Luciferian and you are not. I am. Let me make sure you understand. I am a Buddhist. I am a Christian. I am a Luciferian. I am a Satanist. I am a Perennialist. I am a Rosicrucian. I am a Safarian. I am a freaking Mormon. I am a Jehovah's Witness. I am whatever you want to slice it and dice it. I am that, comma, period, pause, I am. So whatever you need God to be, that's what he is. God meets you where you are at. Whatever frequency you are at, see, all frequencies is a manipulation of the one frequency. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Go to the periodic table. 118 versions of one thing. Look at the musical notes. You got eight tones, and eight musical notes are all a manipulation of the one tone, the one frequency. How many colors we got in the color spectrum, brother? How many colors do we got in the color spectrum, sister? They all of the manipulation of one color. You shine white light through a prism, you get a plethora of colors. But they all come from one. Come on, man. Come on. This is not rocket science. God uses the simplicity of the gospel. There's only one God. There's only one frequency. There's only one wave. There's only one vibration, but it's manipulated into a plethora. And all them think theirs is better, not knowing that we all come from one. So Yahushua said something. He said he humbled himself and he became obedient even to death. See, you have to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and you have to follow. You have to kill yourself. Now, I'm not saying physically. Please don't go out and say, hey, Brother Will said, we got to kill ourselves, brother. Yeah, no. That dog don't hunt. I'm talking about your flesh. I'm talking about the part of your brain that says selfish ambition, pride, arrogance, cocky. This is called the fruit of the flesh. This is called the seven deadly sins. Kill that. Remove that. Destroy that. You remove mental disorder. How do I know? I did it. Now, I should be dead or in prison. Now, my life is pretty, according to some people, you know, I make a living doing what I love. Now, let me make sure you understand. Now, I make a damn good living doing what I love. Now, how many people can say that statement? And I'm walking around thinking I'm a failure. Because the enemy knows that, okay, even though I may be a success in the area of wealth and in the area of health and in the area of wisdom, he's going to take my failure in relationships and give me the focus on that one problem and say that problem overrides the other three areas of success. Or if I got a brain and I sit down and I use reason and logic and I combine some love and compassion and I just sprinkle in a little bit of intuition, if I use my head, my heart, and my gut, I'm going to say, okay, I got victory in three areas. In one area, I suck. So what do I do in the other three areas? So what did I do in the area of wealth? Well, the first area I got victory in was physical fitness. I figured out a system in physical fitness that works like clockwork. And the what I figured out is I figured out that if I burn more calories than I consume, it doesn't matter what type of calories. People say, well, I need this, that, and man, I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. People tell me, damn, dude, I just saw you knock down a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. But do you follow me after I ate that box of Krispy Kreme donuts? Do you follow me to the gym? Yeah, no. When I get off today's call, where do you think I'm going? To the gym. Because I understand if I burn those calories. The Bible says it's not what goes in the man that defiles the man. It's what stays in the man or what that doesn't come out. It's what comes out of the mouth of man that defiles man. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means you put shitness in your mouth and you don't get it out. Mucus. People die because they can't get mucus out your body. Period. Case closed. All disease is a result of mucus in the body. Remove mucus, you don't get sick. Why? Mucus is basically shizness that doesn't move. It sits in your body too long. Get it out. How do we get it out, Brother Will? Do this really fast. Breathe. Take in some alkaline water. Put some alkalinity. Now, are there other ways? Sure. There's a plethora of different ways. You can starve yourself. Don't eat nothing. You could do the fruit diet. You could become a vegetarian. You could be a sun gazer. You could be a breatharian. Just breathe. There's dudes out there, they're breatharians. They don't eat. Now, me, however, I see donuts. I like donuts. So I can either, one, deny myself, don't eat the donut, or I can eat the donut and then get rid of the after effects. Now, the best way to do it, don't eat the donut. However, if your willpower is not weak or you just got taste buds that actually like the taste of donuts because you was raised on sugar, even though sugar is not the best thing for you. In fact, the worst, as I found out talking with Sister Ellen, worst thing you can do if you're bipolar is eat sugar. Why? It heightens the disease. Means makes you more fidgety. It amplifies the pole. Sugar does the same thing that cocaine does to the brain. So it is not in my best interest if I'm having a manic episode to eat any sugar, which explains why I go cold turkey. I used to wonder why. See, my spirit intuitively, like the watermelon diet I do, I just stop eating sugar. I'll eat sugar anytime I want, whatever I want, and then all of a sudden tells me stop. And so I stop. And everybody in my family say, dude, how the hell do you just stop? I'm like, I just stop. They're like, how? I just make up my mind. But how? A little voice in my head says, no sugar, do that. And so I just stop. So I'm wired because my spirit knows, hey, you're overdoing it over here, dude. And so something in my spirit says, only eat watermelons. I don't know why. I just do. And it works for me because I listen to my spirit. Because if you walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible says that if we be united in the same love, united in one spirit and purpose, we got one mind. How do you activate mental health and override the 16 mental diseases? One, love. Two, spirit. Three, purpose. If you don't have those three things, kiss the baby. You got to have those three things. To do what? Do nothing out of selfish ambition. What have I been doing? Selfish ambition. I had a goal, and it was self. I wanted money. Why? I wasn't trying to build no orphanage home for the underprivileged. Hell no. I want to get my convertible Corvette, dude. Stop playing. Selfish. Okay? That does not work. Empty pride. Okay? I wanted money. Why you want money? So I want to have a bigger house so I can show everybody. I can post up on Facebook. Hey, look at my house, dog. I can show everybody my PayPal account. Why pride? Selfish ambition plus pride equals mental dispositions, a.k.a. bipolar. Get rid of the selfish ambition, Brother Will. Get rid of the empty pride, Brother Will. Then it says, do everything in humility, considering others more important than yourselves. Oh, man, so you mean to tell me for 8 years I've been looking at my wife as a poor creature. I met her and I said, oh, look at the poor creature. She lives in the hood. So I brought her over here with the white folks part of town. I brought this big old house. I took her to the car lot. She said she never bought a brand new car. I said, what? Oh, poor creature. You know, I took her to the car lot, brought her a brand new car off the showroom floor. I said, oh, look at the poor creature. Superior. So I go to the church. Now, I came from this big old church, $10 million building. I go to that church. It's a convertible house, a house that's converted into a church. And I see 10 members up there. I came from a church with 500 people. So I go into this church and I'm like, oh, poor creature, superior. So what I see? I see poor creatures. I see peasants. I don't see no priests. Hell, they got to kiss my ring finger. I'm Master Teacher 33. Do you understand? Man, you freaking better treat me like the Pope. Bow down and kiss my ring finger. That superiority complex. The freaking God complex. Why the hell y'all think I went into law enforcement to become a cop? Because of the God complex. That is why on August the 4th, I got rid of that demon. Selfish pride. This selfish ambition. Walking around and not considering other people more important than myself. Oh, I had it bad, man. I had it bad. Why y'all think I left to go find greener pastures? Because I was in a subservient environment, at least in my $2 brain. And then it says in verse 4, I'm trying to help you, man. I'm trying to help you. This is the key to stop freaking mental disease. All this shit that's going on in your head right now, the reason is there, selfish ambition. The reason is there, empty pride. The reason is there, you think you're better than everybody else, Brother Will. The reason is there, it says each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. What? So I told him, I looked at my wife and I said, yeah, she can take care of herself. I got to take care of me. It's all about Brother Will. Bump everybody else. So I'm going through life, brothers. I'm going through life, sisters. Now, I'm not saying this verbally. In fact, I'm doing the opposite externally, but I'm doing this internally. That's what you're doing. Now, remember, we're talking about mental disorder. Physically, you look like the Pope. Physically, you look like Mother Teresa. Physically, on the outside, you got everybody food. I had everybody food because on the outside, man, I love my wife. On the outside, oh, man, I'm helping the neighbor across the street. I'm saving little, you know, I'm picking up stray dogs. Oh, look at Brother Will. Oh, man, Brother Will, I like that dude. Oh, man, Brother Will is the greatest thing since sliced bread. On the outside, see, I had a form of godliness, but on the inside, it was like ravenous wolves. Why? I was double-minded. That's bipolar. Bipolar is you helping somebody with your left hand and you stabbing them in the back with your right. That's me. But why are you doing it? Why? See, everybody knows what, but very few people know why. Why? Because deep down inside, my ambition was selfish, but why? Deep down inside, my pride was empty, but why? Why did I think I'm superior? Because I had shame. I had a fear of feelings. I was afraid. What was I afraid of? Going back to Richmond, Texas. Why? No running water. No electricity. Going back to remember, like in the movie. I didn't want to bring up those memories of when I got picked up when I was 14 and almost went to a juvenile detention, and I stayed in jail, and I went back to school the next day, and I walked through the gym, and everybody started saying, "What kind of bird don't fly? Jailbird, jailbird. What kind of bird don't fly? Jailbird, jailbird." And I remember going up in the stands, and I picked out the biggest dude. I remember his name was Dwayne. I punched him in the mouth, and we started fighting right there. We rolled down the bleachers. Why? Shame. Shame drives me, brother. Used to. Shame used to drive me. I ain't give a damn about it. You think I did stuff that I did because I want to help people? Hell no. I did it because I wanted money so I can prove to people. I can go back home in my convertible Corvette and say, "Look, now look at me now." That's why I did what I did. Anything and anybody that got in my way, I left them. Why do you think I left 25 times in a 20-year marriage? Why do you think every time shit hits the fan, I pack up my shit and leave? Nobody's going to stop me from getting to my selfish ambition and my selfish pride and my egotistical, arrogant, cocky Napoleon complex. Nobody, because I'm driven by demons instead of being led by angels. Oh, they good, though. They hide in the form of godliness. Oh, I had everybody fooled. I even had myself fooled. You talk about self-delusion? Oh, man, I had my own self fooled. I thought I was doing a good thing, brother. Brother Rome, I thought I was doing a good thing, brother. Sister Ellen, I thought my dookie didn't stink. You can tell me, man. I was helping people. I'm coming on, I'm doing shows, I'm writing books, I'm counseling people. I'm helping people, but for what? What was the reason? So I can look good. I really wasn't interested in helping my fellow man get across the street. I was interested in exalting myself. That's the reason why. So until I see my wife, her children, her church, my environment, more important than mine, I will continue to do the shizness I've been doing all my life, which is what? Running. I'm a runner. Shit is the fan, brother. Will it out. Pack my shit and gone. That's my M.O. So August the 4th, I pray for death or disclosure. Because for me, it's not a game. I'm too old, Brother Rome. Too old, man. Too old to be doing this shit, man. I'm too old, dog. I can't do this no more. So I don't have the option. I don't have the luxury like some of you guys do to, you know, come in, drop out, do it. Yeah, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, no. Hell no. I got a son. Just had his third daughter. He's on job number 12 already. Fool, get a job and quit. Get a job and quit. Why? The sins of the father is passed down to the son. My father is 80 years old right now, sitting in a house in Houston, Texas. Go ask my biological father. Ask him his life story. It's the exact same thing as mine. So I'm 20 plus years behind him. If I don't get my shit together, where do you think I'm going to be at when I'm 80? Sitting in the house by myself, hoping and praying that my children pay the rent for me. Because I ain't got two nickels to rub together, and I ain't got no family. So that's my destiny. If I don't wake up, Brother Rome, if I don't get my shit together, that's my history. I'm looking at it. But the devil is a liar. Because today, I choose destiny over death. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I'm going to deny my flesh. I'm going to pick up my cross. The cross represents the place where your will and God's will meet. And you got to make a choice. Just like Little Richard did. Just like Elvis Presley did. Just like Whitney Houston did. Just like every major artist did. They got to make a choice. God or the devil. Money, fame, and fortune. Or helping your fellow man across the street. You got the same choice, brother. deny your flesh. You got to do that first. See, since you can't, you never get to the crossroads if you don't deny your flesh. So you deny your flesh. That means your will. Then you got to pick up your diakonia, your cross. That's your Christ. Cross is a symbol for Christ. Christ is a symbol for your position. Your position is a symbol for your purpose. My purpose is to uplift the spirit of humanity, not promote the flesh of Brother Will. So I got a choice today. Do I continue to do shiznits that promote my flesh? Or do I deny my flesh? Do I pick up my cross? And do I follow Christ? Follow the script. What script? It's written in my DNA. My gut tells me exactly what to do every day. Every day I work, you know what you're supposed to do. There's not a soul listening to the sound of my voice that don't know what they're supposed to do. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, I don't know what to do. Bullshit. You know what to do. You just don't want to do it. Why? Because your flesh is talking so loud, it's confusing your spirit. That's the only reason why you fast. That's the only reason why you meditate. That's the only reason why you get to a still, quiet place, so you can quiet your flesh, so that way you can hear your spirit. Because your spirit is telling you every day, it's sending out the same frequency since birth. It is sending out your life path. It is telling you exactly what you're supposed to do. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, I don't know my niche. I don't know what you're supposed, what I'm supposed to do. Bullshitness, you know. But what you're supposed to do scares the dog beep out of you. So you decide that I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing it. And it's telling you, say, nope, 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 nope. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And I knew what I was supposed to do when I was born. And I knew it, but I didn't want to do it. What was I supposed to do? I was supposed to do what I am doing now. What that is, I am supposed to take the mantle. I was born into a family of preachers and teachers and singers. Born. Everybody in my family teach, preach, sing the gospel. They all do. I know it. Been knowing it. Nobody got to come and tell me my purpose. I don't need no damn Kudan Darrow. I don't need no freaking psychic. I don't need no damn card readers. I don't need nobody. I ain't got to order nothing. I was born with it. So were you. The only problem is you want to look for something to justify your behavior and to verify and to promote your flesh just like me. Why the hell y'all think we hanging out? Y'all think y'all listen to the show? Y'all think y'all attracted to my message because of, I just like Brother Will. He's a short black man. I just like to listen to short black men. That dog don't hunt. You are here because God sent you here. Even though you hate me, you probably do. A lot of people do. But you still listen. Why? Because your spirit says, this fool, I don't like him, but he got something I need to hear. It's a frequency, and it's a wave because it verifies and it aligns with my spirit. In the spirit, brother, walk in the spirit. You cannot. Guaranteed. You got God's word on it. Man, let me tell you the secret to life. You got God's word. God honors his words above his own name. Let me say that again. God honors his word above his own name. Forget the name. Get in the word. Get in the frequency. Get in the frequency. Get in the frequency. Where is it at? It's in your heart because God wrote it there. God says he inscribed. Now remember, we talked about yesterday. The tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. Your choice will not arrive if your tone is not inscribed. So you must inscribe. Script, you got to inscribe it. How do you inscribe it? By speaking it. How do you speak it? By knowing it. How do you know it? You just know. The secret to life is to know. What do I know? Everything. I know nothing, but I know everything. You do too. You don't know nothing with your head, but you know everything with your heart. Let me say that again as I close. Heavenly Father, activate the heart chakra of your people. Your heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. 100 times more. Some people say more, some people say less. The amount is irrelevant to me. All I know is that it emits more. So the thing that emits, that's why God always appeals to the heart, not the head. The heart emits more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So you need to drop those 5 inches down from your head, mental architect, and become a heart chakra architect. We are all heart. Today's message is really about your heart health, not mental health. How to repair, rebuild, and put on the heart of Christ, which in English is the mind, because the heart is the mind. You got three brains. You got a brain in your gut. You got a brain in your heart. You got a brain in your head. All three brains must be on the same freaking page. If not, your dog won't hunt. So brothers and sisters, put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation. You should do the same. That's what I'm doing. I'm no longer going to look at my situation. I'm a balloon where I'm planted. Wherever you are, you see problems with it, stop doing it. Wherever you are, I don't look at the four areas: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Wherever you are right now, that's where you're supposed to be. You're a vibrational match for where you are. So stay there. Love it. When you fall in love with it, then you can elevate it. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Fall in love with it, elevate it. Love elevates. Love elevates. Love elevates. Hate deflates. Love elevates. Fall in love with wherever you are. Wherever you are in the areas of wealth, you make $10 an hour, love it. Become the best $10 an hour janitor there is, and guess what happens? You get promoted. You get elevated. In the area of health, whatever you, if you 500 pounds overweight, fall in love with yourself. Being 500, I love myself, regardless of if I lose a pound or gain a pound. Once you fall in love, notice everything is in love. If there is any comfort from his love. Number one, it says encouragement. Number two, love. Number three, fellowship. So encourage yourself. Be comfortable with yourself, fellowship with yourself in the spirit, develop the affection for yourself, develop compassion for yourself, the God self, not the flesh, so that way you have joy. All of a sudden you walk around and say, yeah, that dude makes $10 an hour. He happy as hell. What the hell is wrong with him? How does he get by on $10 an hour? Because you got one mind. You know you're just passing through. Why? You got the same love. You are united in spirit, and bam, you got your purpose. What is your purpose? Is your purpose to be selfish? No, my purpose is to have humility, be humble, and more importantly, to try to help somebody else more than I help myself. Now, I got that definition. That's my definition of the word wealth. I just got to remind myself, I was on the right track 20 years ago. Some kind of way I got off track. Now I'm getting back on track. And that's all you got to do. You get off track, get back on track. Get off track, get back on track. Self-analyzation. Mental health is simply analyzing yourself and staying on track. What is the track, brother? What is the track, sister? Number one, deny your flesh. What is the flesh? The fruit of the flesh. You know, licentiousness, lying, adultery. Just type in Google, fruit of the flesh, it lists them all. Number one, deny that. You got an urge to feed your flesh, deny it. Number one, deny the flesh. Number two, pick up your cross. What is the cross? Cross is your diaconia. It's your purpose. Pick it up. Brother Will, I don't know what it is. Yes, you do. It's in your heart. And then once you pick it up, what do you got to do with it? Follow Christ. What does that mean? What did Christ do with his? Christ took his purpose, got some disciples, and he evangelized the whole world. You should do the same thing. That's what I'm doing. That's what you should do. Deny your urge to do nothing. Pick up your purpose. Study it. Get your diacony report. Understand it. And then go out into the world and get you some disciples and evangelize the world. Starting where? At home with yourself. Don't look down on where you are. Start where you are. Bloom where you planted. Optimize your life, brother. Optimize your life, sister. That's mental health. Mental health is, again, you put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery with God. That way you become a what? A star. What is a star? Matthew 5:13, really quickly. Therefore, my beloved, just as you always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to do on behalf of his good pleasure. Do everything without complaining or without arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, a pure child of God, without fault in a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shall shine as light in the world, as you hold forth the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. That was Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Let me say that again. Matthew 5, verse 12, 13, and 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, 13, and 14. Therefore, beloved, just as you always have obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more so in my absence. That means you do the same thing in the dark that you do in the day. Continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who wills. I'm sorry, for it is God who works in me both to will and to do his good pleasure. Okay, where do I get my will from? Where do I get my ability from? Where do I get my work ethic from? God, which is my purpose. That's where I get it from. Why do I do this? I do everything without complaining or arguing. Stop complaining, man. You're killing yourself. Whatever you complain about is what you bring about. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shall shine as light. Shine as light. Shine as light. Shine as light. Shine as light in the world, as you hold the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run my labor or run my life in vain. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13, 14, and 15. Brothers and sisters, it is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Live your life and shine like a light so that the word of God can go forth. Email me so you can join my life optimization team if you're not already. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it.
Shell shot. I will. We've been having traumatic nights. I want to get away from it.
God bless you.
I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever want to put the dot in.
Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the Santa tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This familiar, cause I need to bring the fed home.
for this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling out the venue. I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with you.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, we got to put the God in.